Well, under that chair, I'm the promoter of the Golden Seat. I just give you a brief background and personal. So, our journey started actually in Aurangabad in 1985. We got an opportunity to start having an aircraft in Bajaj Auto Scooters in the second of the second manufacturing plant in Aurangabad. That's one was in Apple. That's how the journey started. Today we are the largest aircraft patient in India with a capacity of approximately 150,000 metric tons a year. We are also into three-wheeler suspension, three-wheeler braking, and three-wheeler transmission products. We supply to two-wheeler and three-wheeler OEMs. We have so these businesses of the factory were set up with collaborations from Italian companies, at that time. With the two priorities following Britannica, priority of the technology for transmission, it was Adler actually, actually Milan and Everett, which is leader in the 2 and 3 year transmission space, and for brakes we went to Britannica. Then a company in Bologna, which was a leader in the braking space. But at the same time, we set up our own R&D center also in India because the Indian roads are different from European roads, the driving habits are different. People, for example, drive from half clutch to efficient materials, and that clutch has to change. So it was very important to have own R&Ds to take care of the performance, the durability, right, and the cost. They are very cost sensitive market. So we did a lot of value engineering on the products. You see, means like lighter weight or alternative materials, or you can do less number of components in a clutch for a shock absorber. Say for a 5 piston plate clutch, you can use a 4 piston plate clutch, giving the same outcome. So I think the strategy of putting up your own parts, more engineering centers in these products really helped us to gain new business. And today we are the largest 2 and 3 wheeler auto component company in India. We have today 19 plants in India, strategically located, 2 plants in Chennai, 2 in Gujarat, 1 in Karnataka, 9 in Balu Aurangabad, 3 in Shatan, in Pune, and 1 in Pantagar. It's strategically located because the auto components better to be near the customers to get large business. We're also making our plants multi-product and multi-customer. So that the break-even point is lower because there are so many uncertainties in this world it will be taking. We now actually have also 75% of our business comes from the 19 plants approximately. We also acquired plants in 2006 and 2007 in Germany and Italy. This was largely in the aluminum die casting space. The reason being is that 85-86 we started die casting in industrial events, and our strategy in Europe was, the major reason was Bajaj was 81% of our business, so all the opportunities came from Bajaj Auto. We had to de-risk the single customer, so that's why we acquired companies in Germany and Italy, and our share of business with Bajaj Auto 56% for 67. And I must say that over the years, the sale was about 100 million euro at that time, with approximately a 12-30% EBITDA margin. Over the years, we have acquired smaller companies because what happened to our strategy is because in Europe, the people are very expensive, and today there's a downturn, and you have to give a VRS to people, it's very expensive today. That becomes a liability for the company. So our strategy has been doing smaller acquisitions over the years, and putting our greenfield projects, because we've been able to acquire the best OEMs, all the German OEMs, whether it's Volkswagen Group, including Porsche and Audi, Daimler, BMW, Fiat, and usually which are now Stellantis, joint venture company of Stellantis, Renault. So we have the business which we have won from these customers, we put up in these smaller companies, which we acquire for space, for management, and increase the, so we reached the EBITDA margin of 18-19%. In FY19 and FY20 also. And of course, with the COVID, it's hitting us because of the margins are down 30% because it's not only the volumes are down almost 30% compared to FY19, But energy costs and gas prices increase substantially by 6 to 10 times, which is effective of almost 4% of EBITDA margin. Plus aluminum commodity price increase will also increase. That way, EBITDA has fallen from 18-19 to now 13.2 last year. So this is something we sustain. But the best part is that we supply to all the major four-wheeler OEMs in Europe and all the three-wheeler OEMs in the field. Also in India, when I talk about the four products such as the casting vessel competition taking, except for casting, then we also supply the casting vessels, that's all the main three-wheeler resources. While overseas the only four-wheeler, it's only now in 2020, we acquired our past collaborator Adler in Remica, and with that we entered, I would say, the market of So we are really building up a two-wheeler business in the strength of India. They are taking the opportunities. Because we already have customers like KTM and Ducati and now Polaris in the future for our clutches. Great business they are increasing, including the aftermarket. Tremendous potential to make money. As far as Rimeca and Adler brands are very strong. So our future strategy, product will be of course two-wheeler business, mini baseline chassis, maybe other products you see. But mainly of course the four-wheeler aluminum casting machines. We have had a large focus in the last 7 years to get EV business. We went from 150 million euro business from Volkswagen Group, including Porsche Audi, as well as from Maserati and Stellantis. We won last year 40 million euro business for the EV cars. So normally in a good year we do about 250 to 60 million euro, about 35-36% of our business, total business. So already we have won about 150 million business. Fortunately for EV, the platform size is longer, it's about 10 years compared to a engine part, it should be 3 to 5 years because of the norms of Euro 5, Euro 6, Euro 7. Norms keep changing based on the CO2 emission requirements. So this has longer platforms, so CAPEX is less required on EV parts, so platforms are longer, which is a good thing for the future. So we have 6 plants in Italy near the Tugan Lake and 3 plants in Germany close to Stuttgart or to a place called Heilbronn, very close to Heilbronn in Germany. So 9 plants in Europe, which is about 25-26% of our business. Rest is in India. We are actually, like I said, we are on supply, but we are end-to-end solution provider in design, not only design, testing, validation, and after sales. We have, like I said, 4 R&D centers here, but we have 2 R&D centers that are running Pune, which is for aluminum castings, 4-wheeler, and now for 2-wheeler, when we acquired Adler, we got the engineering center for the clutches, we have a place also there. We have about 200 people located in these R&D centers. In India, the 4 centers are approved by DSIR, Department of Scientific and Industrial Research. We only have 25 students, another about 75-76 students are under approval. And the focus of R&D is like I said, performance, durability, and cost. Because R&D should help a customer, that's how we do this. It's very high focus on technology. Like I said, for the first year, we want to have one test track, we were coming a test track in Paramara. The idea of a test track is, of course, you have the best test rates. The test rates have their own importance of testing, but test track you can test the product in the actual vehicle, which has no importance. Helps you to get first-time right products. At the same time, the development of a product becomes much faster. That's the reason we invested. The test track is designed by UK, which is by a company in UK called Maida. We'd like to invite all of you to see the test track in the R&D centers, Anna plants, that's the 9 plants and Aurangabad. So Aurangabad will give you a lot of you. We are also focused a lot financially more because we believe in profitable growth and higher than this. That's what we maintain. You know, we are a profitable company since October 2016. And there are a lot of external, uncertainties which are there, which are being seen since 2008 financial crisis. But we, I think, as a management, we have a very good team both in India and Europe. Focus on the property book, either in the book. I would say in spite of the tough years of COVID, last year being more difficult than the first COVID year, because of all these huge energy costs, commodity costs increases, low volumes, Orbit also hitting a delta in the Omicron, then we use Chinese. The RTI has been working for us, but we still land up with 7,500 crores today when 13.2% is a margin. It's none of those difficulties have seen in the Omicron. So we are very strongly focused on financials. We are a net debt free company. We have 450 crores of cash on 21st March. This is going, we said that. I would say we are one of the few Indian companies whose burden operation is very strong. We are net debt free, we possibly cash there also 20 million euros. And the basic thing about Europe and India, we have kept our operations lean. So even though it's a tough time, we have consolidated plants, we made the multi-product, multi-customer. One of our strengths also is our sourcing. We have all the Euros in the association. 250 plus suppliers, and why this strong is that we are very much aligned with each other. We have quarterly meetings with the committee, the president of the European Association, where the committee meets. Any interface of issues, for example, when we started 8-9 years ago, for customer complaints, they used to be in the form OK or not. Now we have defined for this issue. Aesthetics should be like this, based on limit sample, just give you the limit sample kind of, this is aesthetic report. Dimensional, the value journey. So, we have made very, very clear and transparent the acceptance standards for quality. Also, 90% of our suppliers have agreed to a back-to-back arrangement for commodity price increases or decreases happen every quarter. 90% accept it. Clearly, there are decreases in Europe. That's a huge strength for a company. I would say our sourcing is a very, very important strength of Europe. All the critical operations are done inside. For example, on surface units, nickel hard chrome plating, or anodizing, or painting, or powder coating, because this affects quality, it affects aesthetics. It can create even leakages on a shock absorber or a tray. This is done in-house. We don't give it out. And so this is one philosophy we have. And one of our strengths. We also have a very strong, I would say, aftermarket business, B2C business, which is going very fast. We grew 35% last year. We plan to do more than 550 crores this financial year. We are export to 30 countries right now. As well as we are penetrating more PSP and PSP. So it's a short-term business. This is a large business. And I must say, over the last 20 years, the insurance is a very strong brand in which we do go to the market after the shock absorber. And we can actually carry over for years. In the place of the shocker or the any of our products. So very strong image in India as well as abroad. So aftermarket remains a very, very strong. Also, I would like to say that we have now recently entered the embedded electronic space with acquisition of Maxwell, which happened last month. Some of you must have written in the papers. An entry into embedded electronics. All it helps us is, one is our high-end products, that's the ADS. ABS requires an issue, today we buy from us. We would like to have our own process. Bring it in us. We need higher margin, a higher margin. We haven't paid us a plan. It's for any process. Also, we are looking at sensors. Even we are now in the process of making an adaptive electric suspension. Some of the various offers. That requires electronics. Even the transmission, we acquired now a company, Hagler, which is doing a collaboration with some printing. The high-end assistance with clutches, which are meant for the 200cc plus bikes, require electronics. So we have our own electronic department, and by acquisition of the embedded electronic company like Maxwell, they have an EV-specific product, which is the battery management system. It's among the three, I would say, most high value-add products in an EV, about 5-7% of the EV price assessment. It's the half of the battery pack, or the name of the battery pack. And very long experience Maxwell has had, about 5 to 6 years, was deployed over 75,000 vehicles with their BMSs in India as well as Europe. India has over 50,000 vehicles. So many of the Indian 2-wheeler EVs have a battery pack of Maxwell. These battery, these EVs have been supplied to battery pack vehicles that are tried or live guard, also directly to 2-wheeler OEMs. They have already won, and many are coming from one of the largest 2-wheeler companies in the world, they're very large, because they're 100 and 500. So that, I think, network, you see. And a very strong company, very good in product things, you know, technology, they develop over a period of time, and capability and technology goes excellent. Temperature is in 85 degrees. Viewers are more important than the road of fire. It can take in 30 minutes to view the company. So viewers, you know, track the safety, the power, and the range. Viewers are very critical for us. They're very important for us. So with the, and of course, we are looking at other electronic factors, the OBR BMS is under development in Mexico, looking at telematics. So huge scope of electronic factors, not only for EV, even for IT, not only for two-wheeler, for three-wheeler and the four-wheeler. The beauty of BMS is not only used for automobiles, but two-wheeler, it is also used in the energy sources. So BMS is also supplied by Maxwell to energy storage system. Also it is required for, I think, the telecom. So the application that you use is what excites us is that the potential of the business is huge. Not only depending on EV. If EV does well, the trust is so much in EV by the government of India and the world over because of the environment. And of course, the sky is the limit for this. Our strength of sourcing, our operational strength, our client base which we have, every few and three years only, is strong with very Tata, Mahindra, Hyundai, Kia, and Skoda. Being very strong with them. I think our strength of operational sources as well as client base and their strength of technology, I think this marriage can take the business more than a 5-year plan to incrementally grow the business in a profit. So this is a very, very important acquisition in the electronic space in the future, part of our product area. We'll also be entering another area for the drive shop, which is a 2,000 crore market in India for 3 and 5 years. This mass production should start by next month. We already started production of making 600 drive shafts, but there are more for field feedback. We already got orders from Bajaj, TVS, and Mahindra. It's an EV agnostic product provided for electric vehicles. And this is another product which we have. Of course, with business potential not as big as our existing core and immediate electronic space, but it's an important product to have because the competition only GKN. And this case, it is controlled 70% of the market. And our philosophy for our product range is to supply from a normal vehicle which could be 100 cc right up to a 1600 cc bike. So one customer, there are two advantages of the product. One is the whole range. We will supply from a normal front fork shocker to the inverted front fork in a real monoshock of the highest end vehicle of a KTM. Or we supply an ABS system. For 200cc brakes with the acquisition of Eureka, in ABS after Bosch, and Continental we are the third. In transmission we have got into the FCC domain which is the last of our 200cc self-touches, and CVTs we got into that area. And casting, we can supply any car. Because we have all two room that are extended, we need 150 guys. All the Hyundai, Kia, Tata, the guys are big guys. You know, many of the guys are big. So I think our strengths of operations, technology, sourcing, have really helped us to reach where we are today. And of course, definitely the business we get is at low prices. We will not impulse by Honda owners for a few plants in Gujarat. I mean, one in Gujarat, one in Karnataka, and Hero in Kabul, near the Honda. It was a cheaper price. We got huge business. So I think these trends are helping us to get more business. And I'm quite hopeful that this year I'm seeing that the major issue between the industry last year was the worst year for us because of the semiconductor shortage, was a major reason. That is not easy enough from June, we were high shrink in June. Customer sales say in second half it will be very good. This festive season should be very good as for all the customers. Let's hope that happens. We have seen an increase. My fuel injection EC was a big shortage from Bosch. We have introduced Indian suppliers and now the orders have gone up substantially. So I'm hoping for the best, I'm optimistic. India has a 24 million, 25 million market for 2 liters. In FY19 they did 24.4 million, in FY18, 23. FY20 was not a very good year, they did 20.8 or 20.9 million. Then FY21 bounced back after the first quarter of COVID, first quarter, they did 18.4 million, in 3 quarters, million. And last year was about 17.9 million in the whole year. But, of course, we had a delta in the Omicron and was protected a lot. So I see no reason why human impact of 24% being in India, which is the manufacturing, both in India as well as US. So I'm hoping the in September this show is very bad enough, and let's hope it goes back to normal. There's so many uncertainties, but we in India are focused on our business, on our profit growth, higher industry growth. If we business, we have taken 745 crores of non-Gujarat business last year. That is serious growth. Overseas we took 71 million new of new business. Largely 50 million came from Sri Lanka, which is huge of the entrepreneurship. Others from Thailand, from Russia, from Madagascar. So, I would say that as far as future is concerned, we see ourselves upgrading our product mixes, acknowledging that the basic feature. Increasing our share of business with all the regions today, the data is already increasing at the highest share of business. We want to get similar share of businesses from all the OEMs. That's a big growth driver. Embedded economics is a good growth driver. After market is a good growth driver. And then additional products like drive shaft. As we speak, we are looking at organic and inorganic opportunities even for other products. So once we are clear, we will of course announce it. So for me, I'm an optimist. And I think things can only go better. I believe there is a huge strength of the economy. It's already been created with a shortage of semiconductors in the last year. So I'm just hoping for the best for this in India as well as work. Just a few things I want to just tell you all, and I'd like to take questions from you.
Yes, we are heading to start. You kind of very noble feeling of saying everything. Who breaks the number of this condition? So, that is all I'm feeling about this time. In terms of all the vehicles, average supply, what is the amount of that? Just to give us an idea that how that can ramp up to another 2 year customer over a period of time, and that is normal growth of those products, plus whatever new product you get in any more product.
See, that
makes sense.
See, now that we have the products which are going to get to work, to work, to but I would say, so earlier I should say, 12 to 15%. Now the new investment in the US, coming in the price of the nature of the US, I would say a decent level would be anywhere between 10 to 30%. It's a good one, they will have a share of business of 50 to 75%. You know, which is there with Bajaj and the Royal. And we want the same for all the OEMs. The special effect of suspension is quite close to that, 50 to 70%. Let's hope their sales come back. Euro for suspension is, I would say, quite good. But now, US is going very fast. Daily, we entered with them in 2019. We were almost 350 crores of business for brakes, we need for brakes and alloy wheels. And suspension smaller vehicles. But our focus is to get businesses for all of our products with all different people. That's the biggest program. And EVs has become a major focus for us. We're working on growth of the business. Our agency grows data, data and plastics. Now, there's a company called Polarity in Chakran, Pune. We have a special big business of 70 crores. All the business will start there in the street. We've got another, I would say, 15 crores in our company called Bounce, which is earlier. We've got 22 motors in Kota. We have got a Mahindra CD as a big business. This can come on Bajaj. Bajaj already has supplied the Chetak. And 3-wheeler has been started. And what else? Yeah, Hero, I told you yesterday, I've got 30 members. The regular order from them. So we are very focused to get from all these, of course we're choosing the company also, because ultimately startups will be sure of their management, the funding, you know, the technology also based, you know. So we are engaging every 2 or 3 years, really something that matters. And we want to take business for the suspension, the brakes and parking. Transmission, there is no transmission, so that's not applicable. At least the 3 other areas we want to. So we are going all out for the EV. So EV requires a major trust.
So once the EV comes in, you have your vehicle content, and the percentage is going up, extra repetition, other things you can
have. With the BMS coming here, the agreement itself is 5 to 7 lakh rupees. It is what, how much you can capture in the market.
But you are working with one of the large manufacturers, Purusha, and they have also a unique strategy, so they are technically necessary. So they have a pipeline and some of them have created in Bajaj and they are the largest EV company in the world. So what kind of pipeline, what kind of product you are engaged with them? We haven't heard about from all of them now. We have also given some indication of 100 EV launch without equipment in all China. So where do you see, how are you engaged with them?
See, the data center, it's a pleasure engaged in first, which is a the capacity Bajaj is 45,000 liters.
Yeah, that's
the 10th of June is the number of the project. And I believe that the people of OEM are all very passionate and they have very good strong technology. They can buy technology from anywhere or from China. They have their homegrown technology. They definitely make very good products, but even something like Acer, I would say people will try. It's a very good company. We are engaging with another also, so we take business from people, but I believe that only the OEMs, Honda has announced around 24, they are launching electric scooter. So we believe that electric scooter, electric three-wheeler and electric buses will become electric quite fast. Three-wheelers, you know, last month, 51% of three-wheelers were electric. Three-wheelers will go very fast, cold and traffic. Now even scooters will go to the electric current from 26 to 30 electric time. Other passenger cars, motorcycles, depend on the total cost of ownership. You know, that formula which we have. If that happens, then yes, it will be better. But definitely the paying to subsidies will go down because once you cover millions of vehicles, government can't afford these subsidies. 25,000 or something.
So
you are operating on GMS, so that is on the battery side. Battery becomes a very critical technology. Only the BMS and other parts we are looking for the electric and IC engine. You know, the battery is a difference. What? The human is there, so many big guns out there. BMS we found was the right product. Right now, we have all the experience, good technology. It's not that yours was a contract manufacturer. We have our own technology built over the last 5 years. On India's growth. So yours is still a business. We are expecting about 40 crores in this year. 50% is 40% money. We won, like I said, a very large order of 100 crores. Largest two-wheeler maker in the world. We started next quarter in Russia. And so we have a good 5 year plan for us. That's not that big. This is the BMS and other electronics.
Yes,
BYD.
No, not
BYD. BYD is total business in March. We are working with them on certain developments. During COVID, a lot was delayed. I don't know what the current strategy for them is right now. We were working with them in the past, but whatever developments they had at that point.
Thank
you.
So, last 3 or 4 years, we have we did two major products, which is drive shaft and ABS. So in both of these products, the category size is very large, but the part that we have started the production is a small part of the whole process. So drive shaft we are doing only 3 wheels, whereas 4 wheeler is a major part. ABS also we are doing single channel, whereas 12 channel is the big part. So you know, how can we both of these components, when can they expand to the larger part of the
world? See, right now, we have a capacity of products. The single channel of the itself is so high. This technology should be done step by step, that's what we do. Have a single channel, 3 years of a lot of hard work. And I think our test riders and test track helped us to focus on the yes, and Bajaj and Bajaj. So 40,000 is easily being made by the orders of Bajaj and Bajaj. The thing you already started. New channel is under testing. We hope to hear it in December 2022. That is what we need to say. Because our demand is But at the same time, I have to increase my capacity from 400 to 800,000 per million. So that is something like that. The new channel is a similar requirement. As a drive shop is concerned, right now we have done business from Bajaj from TVS and from Alfa 4 for the electric vehicle. So it's called Mahindra Alfa. This is from Mahindra Alfa. Mahindra Alfa Electric. So again, see, we always have this small way with the Puma quality. Today, TVS already has 200,000. Yes, Puma quality. That's what they have, no quality issues. No quality issues. On that. Started in September 2021. So let us first prove that. Let's do the manufacturing process, because quality is dictated by the manufacturing process for quality inspection. So that is the streamline, then the exponential is much easier. And then because of our price, we want to take another product much bigger, cheaper. There is a price shop, there is a lady of energy. And the market is huge. It's a question of how much you want to invest in things. But we will invest in it. It's a question of time. So we've always gone a bit slow, proven ourselves, and then we risk. That's been our question.
So just one question I wanted to discuss. See, the top line growth has been FY21.
That's been a lot of the commodity prices.
Oh,
yes. That is a non-variable. What is non-variable?
Yes. Why is the balance if I look at the data and the data is not being used because of the data is shaved down? So my move point and the question is okay. Doing that in other ways, what is your strategy? What is the expectation to be there as a result? Is the focus to increase the top line margin to take care of the tax reserves of the foreign subsidies, or the focus is to grow moderately and focus on increasing the content per ratio to take care of the market? Or, and a mix of other things, which is quality issues now, and comments.
See, commodity is something that's I can only say, as far as previous questions of exposure to impose on the company, aluminium from this process, we have seen a decrease. Yeah, so on the steel front, there has been export duty imposed by the government. Because of that, the steel prices have started coming up, which has gone up substantially. On the aluminium alloy, which is also a large part of our business, the scrap availability has improved, the scrap rates have gone. So this quarter onwards, we are seeing lower prices because aluminum alloy rate per kg has almost doubled from 125 kg quarter 1, FY21, that was the COVID, first COVID quarter, to almost 240 rupees a kg in the last quarter of FY22. You can imagine the impact on the RMC percentage sales per year. The scrapping is also a large part of it. So this price is softening because of export duty, steel prices are softening, or where to get, I don't know. Lot is depending on the Ukraine-Russia war, at least some essential commodities or elements or some materials are also dependent on this whole infrastructure. You know? So I cannot guarantee how the commodity price will move. There's a question of time, I guess. Sometimes it has to keep streamlining less of the Russia-Ukraine war. You know, it comes down in a few months. That should definitely help. So that's one of them. What is our control is getting into profitable products. And that's what we have done. So whether the product mix is changing, getting to more high-end indirect front forks, you know, the shop, ABS, 250 plus, machine casting, 250 plus. So our focus is to improve profitability with a better product mix. Increasing or making a plant multi-product and multi-customer. The lowering of break-even point, because nobody can depend one plant on one customer and one product, because there's so many uncertainty, what actually you don't know. You know, the way COVID hit us, the way this Ukraine, Russia war has hit us, the way the semiconductor shortages have hit us, the way the commodity prices have hit us, there is no shortage. So you have to take care of your own business, and there, that is where we have to control on the CapEx. CapEx should go towards profitable projects. Keeping in mind the customer is happy or major customer is happy. Sometimes it's a deal where you have given some non-profit products like this, so that balance you have to keep. But directly status of probably 300 crores every year, it includes maintenance status on R&D, on buying licenses also. A lot of example, 70% of status was on growth.
to put up a new base plant, a loading plant, new one came up in Shakal. The Kalsha plant was also built in the last year.
So, definitely our profitable growth,
focus on hiring industry growth is continuing.
How much have we been able to pass on the amount of how many will be able to initiate and negotiate the power cost that you mentioned is really the pain? So how will we be able to do that?
The commodity is a part of it, but one must appreciate that the commodity price is being like in India. The percentage of the data comes up. It is a mathematical formula. So that is one reason why 18-19% I would say EBITDA margin of FY21, even I would say the first quarter of FY22, it has come down to overall of 13.2% last year in a lot of areas in India. The reason being, one was commodity, but a major around 4% has happened because of energy and gas prices. Energy has gone 6 times, the gas has gone 10 times. This impacted at least 4% of the overall. This is outside our country, which has yet only BMW, Kashi and Case New Holland. Only these two customers have actually given us the rupees. But the major ones, which is the 90%, 95%, still to get it. We are focusing, but I think our CEO says the rupee that it's a question of time because we can't go on like this because many companies are going to go bankrupt. Already gone bankrupt. We were at 19, we came down to 13. Like we were at 10, they must have come down to 4. I do at 7 and 7 is 0. What happens to all these guys? It's a question of time. So it is a question of time. It may soften after the Russia-Ukraine war ends, then maybe Russia is a major supplier of gas and maybe a major supplier. Unless that cools off, you don't see prices coming down. No. But to answer your question, the pass-on hasn't happened with energy. Commodity is a formula.
But energy, gas, there is no formula in the game.
But what he told us is that for the new business we are winning, that has the increase in the GPJ. And that's the money. But the existing government,
what you saw in the last 2 to 3 years, I know some of them are abnormal high curve because of the external environment.
I think it's about 5 years. Some of the new plant of society that can also be paid for. It's a new plant that we set up. It depends on the learning loss. As far as overseas is concerned, it's generally 5 years also. But in EV product, what happens is a lightning number of the product. The CAPEX requirement is for EV production, life is longer. It's 10 years or 3 to 5 years for an engine part. For the transmission part, it will be 5 years. So that means that EV product, in terms of life, is longer than EV. It's a good thing.
Better effects and better energy.
Yes, I guess so. That's what he said. I think that time
is here. Sure.
But definitely we are going a largely focus on EV products, EV, totally battery EV as well as hybrid EVs, and only 150 million euro business, out of 40 million euro from last year for Stellantis. So I think the going is good. A normal year we go about 250 million euro, only 1 million half the business, which is more than 27, from 38, about 30, sorry, almost 30. Especially in how they take more business. Let's just focus with hybrid EV business because you were saying in the recent fair in Nuremberg, the EU has announced a 2035 transition to the electric. So with this, you don't have that much time to further the EU. We have time to take it.
Okay. So one question on the
market.
The
I would say a very good idea. I wish it. That's a very focused business.
Because it's very important because after the more you increase it, the more accretive it does to
hang up.
sort of thinking about this risk in the long term, and what is the company doing to mitigate this risk?
See, right now we have castings, we have lakes and a lot of heroes. Today we have run 200 crores of business. We are engaging in it. And the technology and the management, you know, where the technology is coming from, the management. We have a list of criteria for which financial strength is also very important. And that's what we are engaging. That is our criteria for engagement. So we are engaging with everybody, including Ola, EWA, 183 crore. Yeah, you are electric, you are 30 crore order for. So we are engaging for suspension business, suspension base, and now BMS is started, just acquired now. You all know that some of the people are directly contacted, Royal Enfield is directly contacted Maxwell once a year, and you also. So, our thing would be definitely to capture the market power. We will do our best. Now, your question is, who will do that? I have no reason not to believe that the existing people, because I know this, they're very excited. There's a lot of cash on them. They are very good technology. But they are willing to buy technology and get the best people to work. I know they are already started working. All of them are working. Some they are not talking about. All are engaged in people. Today, we believe that the scooters will go faster into electric, but they are lower speed. The high speed scooters are going to have a high speed. The definition of high speed is about 25-30 kilometers an hour. That's it. The definition in India of high speed. So everybody will go to high speed, but I think 50, 60, 80 would be the environment solution. So people who are offering this, like Bajaj, I'm sure other OEMs will, Hero, Okinawa, then they all have to graduate to that. So scooter is one area which will consume 8% of our business. So anything more we get on EVs or scooters, which is the most likely to go, apart from 3 wheelers and cycles, it will be a value add for us. And we are going all up. They don't want to be ready because a strength of technology, a strength of pricing, and a strong manufacturing process which helps us in doing good quality. I think these strengths will help us to get new business. You were a late entrant. Many of us have contacted us in 1819. That time we didn't. We didn't go ahead. We are late to be honest. But now that we are engaging, everybody is coming back because they know our strengths for the job. So for our products is the largest thing. We control almost 42% of the front fork market, 36-37% of the stoppers, 30% of brakes. For this 42 or 43%, only transmission we are less at 14-15%. That's because we are not into CVT. So, I believe the two-wheeler OEMs always will nobody lose market share. They will not allow, they do everything possible to retain this market share which they are in India. Yes, there will be growth in the two-wheeler market. KPMG has given some figure of 30 million in 2026 or something like that. That's what has happened. But this is a 24 million market. It is 24.4 in FY19. There's no reason it shouldn't come back. So, as far as we are concerned, we are using with every OEM, every new startup based on its financing, financial strength, technology and management. That's a weird rule.
One more question. Given the strong position in the European market, India will largely go with 2 years, because that's in the focus of the company. Started doing some models with India and others. How scalable is the 4-wheeler business in India for you? Or in, how, what is the focus of the company in the 4-wheeler? How can you get put some color on the 2-wheeler strategy?
See, if you see, we have run about 370 people in water for 9 years. We set up a new plan in Bala because of the increase of it. We have already a plan in China behind the hotel. But we put up a new 25-30 new survey for Bala Mere. We put up a new plant in April 21. The result is huge order. We are very new orders. Tata is a major, all the bigger casting, major critical casting comes from big. We are engaged with them from 1991. establish a very strong trust with us. And here we started, we had started with them for years and now we are back. The 40-year-old order in the automotive division transformation. So if you see OBS today, it was only started. So we are exporting to Magna France and what Getrag is also for OBS business. So according to us, the question is how much you want to spend. Because it's a high capex during mission. It's a high, these die casting machines can cost you 12 to 16 crores. So we have to see how much scale up within other opportunities, which are lower capex, higher value add. That's the balance we have to keep. Because today OBS is only casting, tomorrow the BMS will have the OBS. We have already the advanced OBS, the BMS next, which gives you the launch for sure. The question is that what to do with the casting business. So we will keep that balance of capex. We are a very financially focused, ratio focused company. So we don't want to play around with that because you will invest, you don't know whether the orders will come or not. There is no guarantee by anybody. There is no small or free copy, it's not there anymore. Europe is there with some customers, but here too is not in Europe. It's not it. So we have to be a bit careful about that. As far as the suspension business, four-wheelers or suspension, depend upon if you are looking at it, maybe in the technology, when you do an acquisition, you still will be looking at an opportunity to break suspension. Yes. So that is not there. So the market is small. What? 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 4 million, 24 million, 2 million. So you have to see which players are already there, the productive players. What is their value add to get a bargain price? So we are still exploring that. Otherwise, we are looking at new product categories. New product like we did in many electronics, the BMS and all, we look at other products.
You can follow up to that, sir, that the TV casting market is a friendly engagement. Question
the die cast.
The two-wheeler and three-wheeler, the new projects that you are doing, the new products, would they typically have, and tell that they have more value every day. So would they typically have higher ROC than your existing, some of the existing?
So the ROCs are definitely higher in the pricing versus casting. Generally. If there is machine casting business, they are going to make people, they are improving the ROCs.
So, mostly are the BMS machines?
Yes, the pricing of the BMS machines. BMS will always be better. I think the pricing will always be better. It's all technology.
So how much of that do you expect to start from?
The 7.5 crores?
Yes.
Although,
this, the 71 billion euro will start, I think, mostly 80-90% will start from next year.
And as far as 745 crores is concerned, at least 60% will start in this financial, in the second half. And then that will happen in FY24. It's mainly because the LOU will start in this year, 1.2 crores. Rates not fully, that's why I'm saying FY24. Rates will be part of the new plant. That will be only 470 crores in both the plants together, not 570 crores. Right, Shishap will start in the same. Maxwell will be add on 40%. Out of the 60% will do this year, 40%. He will be this year.
And so, the last year we had growth of around 19% in the standalone business. So the data versus the two-wheeler industry growth was significantly higher. So can you give some breakup of what was the aluminium related to realization?
That's not very simple to raise that. Now let's explain to you why. Look at 2020 and versus 21-22. You are looking at two disparate periods. Quarter one, take that as a block, then quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, take that as a block. Quarter 1 versus quarter 1, if you see, the growth would be substantial in the first quarter of 21-22 because quarter 1 of the previous year was a complete washout. our turnover there was something like 50-60 crores. Against that, in this quarter, last year, first quarter, we did something like probably 1,100 crores or thereabouts. That is, we can actually recall the numbers. Whereas, in the second three quarters, the next three quarters, the growth was completely aluminum pricing.
And steels.
Yeah, sorry. So that seems the difference. So that year has been seen from two blocks of period. Q1 and then Q2, Q3, Q4. Previous year, Q2, Q3, Q4 was stupendous.
If you watch back to the first quarter, we didn't lose the first quarter.
But the problem was that we were nowhere near our capacity in quarter one of last year also.
Nowhere. So the delta big hit. There were no lockdowns, but it was a problem.
So if you want to understand that what everyone did well, you should look at quarter three, quarter two, quarter four of 2022.
Yeah.
That was like living up to our potential kind of from all perspectives.
Yes.
Okay.
So, so now we also have over 3 lakh per month capacity. Some of the other new players in India also has over 3 lakh per month capacity.
What is the opportunity size still left for capturing? Are we also looking at 4-wheelers, alloy wheels?
No, we are looking at 4-wheelers. 2-wheelers, they are expanding now. We will keep expanding. Like I said, previous to the large order, you want more now from us. There's a new thing I hope to do, again, back it. Euro electric we have got 30 crore orders, that we will do. So the previous 144 and the 30 ones that we are doing, we already put up that new plant for that. Beyond that, we can further increase by 10-15%, but now we are thinking where to put the KTM. So there are a lot of opportunities. There is a whole KTM opportunity that is coming up, so we buy this. So I have to see where the money is to be put. I would prefer getting putting it on profile. I put it casting that around me, but more on profile.
So, total out of the current market, how much would be still imported within the 2 year?
How much would be
still imported?
That is stopped. I think the US is stopped. Many stopped, maybe Honda may be imported still. I don't know the figure. That's some of the suspension. Our capacity now would be 320,000 wheels, 384 million wheels, which is fresh.
Do we have any more questions? We can take one or two more questions in the interest of time, but I think some of you will be having to travel along with the presentation. Second, charge people. Maybe 2 wheeler life position from 24, we are at 18. We are also seeing some green shoes of survival in cycling. What is the schedule that you are getting from OEMs?
What are you hearing? How long or fast the world is going to be? As of today, last 8-9 months, it has been 6 hours of the time. But that was using a very 40,000 a month, now it's 60,000 a month. Then, this is the process. Other people are in a similar position. So there is definitely a huge contact. The fuel injection issue was a big problem which had improved. The DB is a wash. There was no other Indian. The sales have gone up from this. The customer telling us this specific should be carried. The second half will be back to me. For that. Which means from end of August, September, they start manufacturing for the festive season. So let's hope that happens. This is what we are hearing, that the selling and the restrictions should be.
Probably that
the demand is very good. There are some places where there is a meeting. You can get it. Definitely a problem. I'm sure the same issue.
there is a big interest for some of the popular vehicles in Maruti.
Is there any products you are working on? Secondly, again, in terms of our thoughts on diversification, are you looking at what could be the future?
See, now we have diversification on the price chart with our business. Naturally, we are doing the embedded electronics space, EV specific product space at the beginning. So we are exploring organic and inorganic as we speak. And of course, we've worked in the last 2 years, and we're always doing a project called for these 2 years, last 5-6 months. So that's a continuous process. And R&D, you know, we have 2 R&D centers. If you see in past things, we are looking at structural parts, like your spin arms, your stock frames, we are doing a lot of orders. Looking at multi-cavity lights, looking at low rating. Right? So in new products, I would say it's more of structural parts. And both parts for the hybrid cars or EV cars for car and important right. We have also released some RFPs on coming in, but they're also heading to hybrid. I think we're not really proceeding. So I would think cars will be more of the electric power structure. As far as EV itself, the new channel we are working on something
right.
200cc plus great products we are launching. We are working for another customers based on from the class we are working on the assistance for classes for 250 plus vehicles. That work is going on. CBT is going on for Guru Mukham, advanced use of CBT. Suspension for KTM, a lot of new technologies are in the course of doing accessible to the moving shops. For various courses, various courses. In future, the e-bicycle suspension brakes will start, the EMS will start, hopefully we will get some of these orders.
What is
the option?
What is the
It's a better product. You have the software and the hardware, and it is built in.
So when you are VAM as well, you provide the software. So the EQ and EMS both another entire product and the hardware with the software. The ECU also, yeah, because I have had the privilege of a demo for TVS Arena and Ola. In terms of TVS, I've seen the ECU and the ECU separate entity because TVS has three batteries, which now they are integrating and increasing the batteries. So we have an ECU which talks to the batteries and the TMS controls and both the ECU.
Yeah, we do the ECU manufacturing and the software and the supplier
for both TMS and ECU.
No, not for ECU.
Not for which ECU. See, listen, the vehicle will have different ECUs for different providers. The vehicle has individual ECUs.
So I'm talking about the ECU, which is talking for the battery
only. Yes, we will have the full hardware and software.
There are many ECUs.
That is more relevant because that put together will contribute at least 70%.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you everyone.
Thank you.